Tell me this, are you having difficulty repaying your mortgage? This concern that things could be about to get worse for homeowners who are struggling with their mortgage repayments as cuts to their benefits actually kick in later this week. Ursula Toner knows all about it. She's an advice manager with the Housing Rights Charity. Ursula, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just remind us of the people you're talking about here, Ursula.
Well, we're talking about homeowners in Northern Ireland who are in receipt of certain benefits. If you like, I'll list the benefits. So it's income support, income-based job seekers, income-based ESA and pension credit. So these homeowners will, if they're in receipt of a certain benefit called support for mortgage interest, they will experience a cut from the 18th of June. The interest rate has gone down in terms of the amount of assistance they're going to get.
And how will it impact on the actual amounts that they're going to lose out on?
Okay, so support for mortgage interest is really the name for the money that the Social Security Agency pay people who have a mortgage or on benefits and in receipt of those specific benefits. And it's a payment that goes towards the interest on their mortgage. So currently people are getting support to the level of about 3.12%. There's been a reduction in that percent down to 2.61%. So to give a kind of example for listeners, if you have, for example, a £100,000 mortgage, you have 15 years left on that mortgage, you will see a cut to the benefit assistance you've been getting by about £40 a month because of this drop in the interest rate. And £40 a month for someone on benefits is a lot of money. They will have to make that money up themselves to keep their payments as they need to be for their lender. So obviously our concern is people on benefit income are going to have to find money that will be very difficult for them to ensure that they'll be able to meet their mortgage payments for their lender.
Yeah, just because my maths is never that good, so you have to excuse me. Everyone else
will
probably be fully understanding you, but I won't be, Ursula. For the people who have a £100,000 mortgage who are in who are receiving benefits,
yes,
how much of the mortgage do they have to pay themselves?
Well, the example we have is, say their mortgage is several hundred pounds a month, £400 to £500 a month. They will get a payment from the benefit system that goes towards that mortgage amount they have to pay. It does not cover the full amount. The support for mortgage interest only helps with the interest amount of their mortgage, and it was currently paid at about 3.12%. So this reduction in their interest means that anyone who's getting this help will see a reduction. And the example that our staff worked out was on a 100 grand mortgage, it will drop by about £40 a month. So currently, figures in Northern Ireland show that the average person who's getting this help gets about £30 a week to help towards paying their mortgage. So it can work out about £120 a month for people benefit help towards paying their mortgage. No one really will get their full mortgage covered by this benefit, but what the benefit has been doing is supporting their mortgage payment and giving that critical help. This further cut to the amount of support means that people are going to have to find more of that mortgage payment. And as I said, given the benefits people are on receipt of, for example, pension credit, income-based ESA, people who are unable to work through ill health, we're concerned at the impact this cut will have.
It's quite stark, really, the cut, because, as you say, trying to find additional money when you haven't got the income or when you've got,
yes,
the expenses that you can't avoid, the cost of your children or the cost of your home help or the cost linked to your recovery, it must be pretty stressful for people.
It's extremely stressful, and we would urge people not to feel, though, that there aren't options, because if someone is worried about this cut and worried about how they're going to maintain their mortgage, please phone our advice line, because lenders are actually very good at working with people, and there are options in terms of maybe looking at remortgaging, looking at forbearance, sort of help that the lender might give while the person can rejig their finances. Our additional concern, though, is quite a number of people in Northern Ireland are in a situation where they have arrears, and there maybe have been to court, and there's a court agreement that if they make a certain amount per month toward their arrears, then no further action will be taken. People who have a suspended possession order and are in this position, they really need to ensure they sustain the repayment plan that the court agreed. So we would urge people to call our advice line, because again, we can liaison their behalf with their lender. The courts in Northern Ireland are extremely fair. They're aware of this cut and they will bear that in mind. So we don't want people to panic or feel that they'll be deemed to be in breach of their suspended possession order. But at the same time, the bottom line, unfortunately, for any of us with a mortgage is we still need to make the agreed amount of money each month. But I would stress to people, lenders are keen to help, and sometimes having an advocate speak for you can really help break down those barriers in terms of identifying a good option that can be agreed on your behalf.
Would you be confident that homes won't be repossessed?
I would worry of any benefit impact. I think austerity has had really worrying concerns for all people who have felt the brunt of it, and any reduction, and anyone on benefit is struggling anyway, and this is a further cut. So the best we can say to people is please come and get advice, because at least with advice and representation, you have a good chance of speaking to your lender through us or through anyone who's representing you to come to an agreement. Because if you don't speak to anyone about it, it will just be deemed that you're not making your payments if you're not paying the required amount. So please pick up the phone, because we really would like to hear from people, and if we, you know, just to work with people in this situation.
Is the option of selling the home not open to people at the moment because of negative equity?
That is a difficult situation for a lot of people. In Northern Ireland, as we know, Northern Ireland has been the worst affected region, and they're effectively known as mortgage prisoners. Again, we would ask people to look to come for advice. Sometimes people, we can negotiate with regard to shortfall debt, but it's on a case-to-case basis. So people who are negative equity, sometimes they have to ride it out in terms of waiting for prices to increase in the market. But all we can say on a case-to-case basis, please seek advice, because we have had calls from people and we have been able to, sometimes it's re-looking at other payments that are going out, looking at other debts and liaising with other creditors. So there are options for people, and lenders are keen to not let problems escalate, and they've never been more open to working with people as they are now. So it really is worth seeking advice.
And this benefit cut, where did it originate from?
Well, it's part of the austerity cuts. It's all part of universal credit that's due to hit people. The roll-in of universal credit has already hit Northern Ireland, and my understanding is the first region is around Limavady area. I think it's taken effect in October time. Austerity has led to a number of cuts. We've seen bedroom tax. I know we've had mitigations in Northern Ireland, but they're only to 2020. We've been lucky in Northern Ireland. We, to date, have avoided the real brunt of austerity that has hit people in England, Scotland and Wales. Obviously, with an uncertain political climate, we have concerns about the impact on the average person and people who are vulnerable as it is in benefit income. But this is just a further cut. That SMI, this benefit, has been cut over the past few years, and it's just a further cut. There is talk in time that this money will become a loan and have to be repaid, but that's down the line. Our immediate concern is that people will see an actual reduction in the assistance they're getting from June the 18th. It depends on their circumstances, how big that cut will be. And it's our understanding that the Social Security Agency have written to everyone who's likely to be affected. But any change can be worrying for people, so please seek advice.
I presume you don't want to speak on the politics of it, Ursula, but
no.
We could do with government being in a better place, couldn't we?
Well, I think uncertainty, absolutely. And I think anything that can have a change to austerity would be most welcome, because I think in Northern Ireland we've been severely hit. I do think we've been lucky in the mitigations that have been negotiated, and they've been extremely valuable. But again, uncertainty in anything is a concern.
Thank you for speaking to us, Ursula. For people who would like advice, they should go to Housing Rights. How do they contact you?
We have a helpline. It's open every day from 9:30 to 4:30, and the number is 028 90 245 640. We also have a website, Housing Advice NI, which has all this key information on it. And there's also a facility where people can send an email seeking advice. So you can also make an appointment to come in to have face-to-face advice.
And that advice is free, isn't it?
Absolutely free, independent and confidential.
Okay. That's and it really comes from the Department of Communities or whatever,
doesn't
it?
That's right.
So that's the one to go to. Ursula, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Online advice and a video about the changes is available at www.housingadviceni.org. If that does affect you, don't turn a blind eye to it. Just keep your eyes open to the changes. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.